just that I've enjoyed the connection that we were talking about tonight, why I moved. The second chapter of Luke. About man and the difficulty of Christ. Luke 2, verse 14. Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill toward men, that could be good pleasure in men. And then Psalms 68, Psalm. Psalm in the 18th verse. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts from men, yea, to the rebellious also, that the Lord God might draw men. The marginal reading in the middle of verse, received gifts for men or in the man. Just thinking of those two expressions, good pleasure in men, received gifts. The one was on the occasion of the Lord Jesus becoming a man on this earth, and the other was the occasion of his ascending, returning to glory. Without the Lord Jesus on earth, a man was enough for God, and God could find pleasure in him. And the Lord Jesus is a man in heaven, is enough for us. He returned to heaven and he's gifted. And he has everything we need. Now, those verses are familiar from Ephesians 4, where it talks about he ascended and received gifts from men as the head, and he takes care of us through those gifts that he has. But I just enjoyed those thoughts that Jesus, as man on earth, is enough for God, and Jesus, as man in heaven, is enough for God.
Number 174, taking up third verse. So fix our gaze so holy, Lord, on thee, that with thy beauty occupied we also are in the world.
Oh, patience.